Well, welcome to the fourth season now of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course, the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, what I'd like to talk about today is still going on with regards to Bangkok and the different areas, the different regions, the different sort of feels. So where I'm going to talk about today is where the Grand Palace is. And there's loads of other things in that area. It's the Praya Nakhon. So come on, let's do it. Wow, what can I actually say about this area? It's amazing, really, because you all know about my walks and how much I like walking. You know, I had to walk from where the apartment was, you know, and Soi 3 into Khun Vit. I used to walk all the way up, you know, literally. I might sort of cut through Soi Cowboy or something, and maybe have a few sort of like morning or afternoon drinks. There are still places, as I've said, that you could have a drink there and go through up into Asok, and absolutely amazing. And pop into the Amazon, which is like a little tea cafe, which is some of you may know and some of you will find out. This is really, really nice. And then I would just walk along and then go just end up through Chinatown and then just basically get to this area. And as I said, there is just so much in this area. I mean, you've got the Temple of the Emerald Buddha, you know, that is absolutely amazing. You've got the golden place. You've got also, let's not forget, this is now, so I'm getting really excited now. You've got the Royal Grand Palace, and obviously I've got a story about that, which you'll hear at the end of the podcast. There's just so much in that area and just so many wonderful memories. Well, let me just talk about that. There are absolutely loads of ways. There's me doing my walks, but there's loads of ways of different ways of approaching this particular area. That, like I said, you could do the walk. You could go on Wind Motosai taxi. Maybe a bit expensive, but you know, you can go around and you can approach it from the Chao Phraya River. You know, easily, you can go through the Klongs, the canals, and approach it from that angle. They're just so, from the Klong, that's quite good. If you know the right place to get off, you can, I don't know the actual pier, but you could end up going through some wonderful sort of parkland. And you'd see there's the Octagon Pavilion, there's like lakes there, there's the Phan Loa Fountain as well. So that's really quite good. And then you come out onto Sanam Chai Soi, and you know, there's loads of bars and, well, I say loads of bars, there's a cafes that you can go to, and then you know, you're spoiled for choice, really. Then you can, you know, just walk sort of straight to the Grand Palace, which is absolutely marvelous. What an amazing structure. I think it's something like the 1600s, I think it was originally built, and there is so much gold and everything there for the King of Siam. And I don't know whether you guys are actually aware that the Thai royal family is the richest royal family in the whole of the world. They really are rich. But when you go into the Grand Palace, you know, you know, you need a good solid afternoon. And the other thing I must point out is, it's like when you're visiting temples and things like this, and you know what I'm going to say, don't you? You should cover up. So if you've got bare legs, bare arms, you know, be prepared, I would say. You know, don't go visiting there in your shorts, or for the women in the short skirts. You know, you can get wraparounds, you know, and have even been supplied with trousers in the past. Well, even I got caught short in shorts. And and also, it's a little unknown thing as well, is not to wear anything on your head. No baseball caps or anything else like that. They don't like that, seeing as that the head's sacred. So in the Buddhist tradition. So yeah, when you just go into the place, you're in awe. I've got some of it on the YouTube channel, Lonely Traveller Productions, when we were actually in Bangkok, and you can sort of living there, obviously, and you could even possibly go back through our back catalogue and see that, you know, and it is absolutely amazing. And one of the things that I like as well is that some of you guys might be aware of it, some of you guys may not be aware of it, but if you go like a little bit further on, it's like a little bit of a temple complex, a little bit over to the sort of right hand side, let's say, and you can get absolutely fantastic original sort of Thai massage there. You know, that's where it all started. And you know, when I went in, you know, I was hooked. Every time I was down that way, I was spending some money, and I can't remember how many baht it was, but I don't think it was too bad. And the craziest thing is, I've got certain injuries around my body, and they seem to know. No sort of visual scars, but they seem to know where the problems are in your body. And oh, honestly, it's weird. It's like if somebody's done a massage properly, you know, you do feel a bit groggy. Yeah, you do feel groggy. But after around about anything from half an hour to an hour, oh, you're absolutely fantastic. So, you know, the Grand Palace, that is really, really amazing. Well, me and Kung, we really do like our temples. And yeah, you in that area, you really are spoilt for choice. You know, as I said, I've mentioned it before, you've got the to get your walking shoes on, if you don't mind that, though. It's good. And you know, jump on a boat across the Chao Phraya River as well. But you know, you've got the temple, as I mentioned before, of the Emerald Buddha. Fantastic place. You've got Wat Phrae Thapapon, Wat Po, really, Wat Po, Wat being temple. And as I said, you know, if you don't mind sort of crossing, you've got Wat Arun. That's a lovely temple. So you can spend a whole day just looking around the temples. Absolutely fantastic. You know, as I said, you can approach, depending, sometimes we used to go on Pier 6, and we'd come through the shopping mall that's there and get onto the Chao Phraya River. Just go down the Chao Phraya River and just stop off at the different sort of quays and get off and look at these temples. Amazing they are. You know, spread it out with like going and having some food and everything like that. You know, the temple experience is just amazing. It really is amazing. So much to look at. Well, we've reached that time in the show where I'd like to welcome our new listeners to the podcast, and also to thank our existing listeners for still listening. I always say it, we're keeping on with the charity work. Things around the world are beginning to look and improve, which is very, very good. Also, the donation through Facebook for my birthday has gone off to the Soy Dogs Trust, which is in Bangkok, Kuala Lumpur, and you know, it's all looking good. And yeah, what can I say? But thank you. And I know I always say this: keep a lookout on the content creators. So if there's anything that on YouTube or any other platforms or anything for that matter, when I talk about stuff, go and have a look, go and find out, search the wide web and find out about these amazing places. So anyway, let's get back to talking about Bangkok, this particular area of Bangkok. And I'm feeling hungry now. Oh, there's absolutely loads of restaurants in that particular, well, in that whole of that area. You could take yourself off if you wanted to, either jump in a tuk-tuk or on a tuk-tuk or whatever you jump in them, and go down to Chinatown and get some food from there, which my wife Kung does tend to like doing. And there's loads of other places, but one that we, I must admit, that we do sort of visit quite regular is All Mills Sawadi. That's just a lovely small place. It's down the Tainali, Praya Brum, Mata Watotwatotang, Pranakong. That's a mouthful, isn't it? You know, and I need to get my Thai head on. Poor Thai, ha. But you know, literally, it is lovely, and the kind of things that they sort of have on the menu is well, bear in mind though, we're near Chinatown, so it's spring rolls. You've got the good old favourite, everything, you know. You've got coconut milk soup, oh, that's pretty good. Got the watermelon, you've got the chicken with the cashew nuts. You know, I'm getting all excited now. And you've got some really, really lovely sort of like drinks as well, like you know, just nice fresh coconut milk and mangoes. You've got of course the mango and sticky rice, which I think is a bit of a tradition, not just for Bangkok but for the whole of Thailand. Mango and sticky rice, whether you're in Pattaya or whether you're up Chiang Mai or wherever the hell you are, you know, Sairiska, you'll be having that. Yeah, that restaurant I like, and there's a couple of other ones, you know. But like I say, just get there, get on the internet, use it, and look at these places and decide on where you would like to go. You know, the food, there is another place, I can't remember the name of it now, and that's like a bit of a fusion restaurant. I like these places, they are interesting. And it's like you know, it's like using some of the Indian influence, some of the influences from China, some of the influences obviously from Thailand, Vietnam, you know, that the whole lot is just almost like shoved into a pot. It's really amazing the standard of food that you can get. Plus also as well, you've got the hawkers, the street carts, the street food. That's fun. You never go hungry. You never go hungry. Really, honestly, it is absolutely amazing. So you've got to check it out. Now, what about the bars, I hear you say? Let's talk about that. Well, I must admit, I do tend to like the bars in this particular area. You have the, it's called a bit like, it's got that sort of cultural sort of feel to it. As a bar in Thailand is the Tep Bar. That's a really nice bar. And a rough idea, that's Sipsong, I can never pronounce this one. Some of the Thai words I can't pronounce, but bear with me. It's Karaprakakonom for Ali. So there are Nong Song Sam, Si, Alley. That is really good. That's a really good place. There's a long bar, and that is Watson Pool Alley. So obviously lots of alleys down that way. The Bamboo Bar. They all have you know, different types of drinks as well. And if you know, you can get, you know, there's such a fusion then, and there is, like, I don't know, is it a bar that's selling food, or is it, you know, a restaurant selling drinks? It's very difficult to sort of work it out, but there's, you know, there are some really good places. And yeah, what type of drinks, you, I hear you say, like, but they're different types. You obviously got your Singer, your Chan, you know, your Leo and everything else like that, but you, depending on where you go, you can have quite a variety of loads of different sort of cocktails and things that are cocktails that I've never even heard of, let alone tasted. So that area is, you know, it's really good on bars, and they do have different types of people go in there, different types of experience, and you meet a lot of different people when you're going out in the bars in that particular area. It's fascinating, very interesting, very interesting. Well, now we've reached that time in the podcast where I'm going to tell a story, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, this happened about 2 or 3 years ago, actually, no, probably 4 years ago, actually, now. And we were near the Grand Palace, the temple, and that sort of complex, that kind of area. And yeah, we saw these tourists sort of like walking towards us, and you know, and they were going off. They're about to get into a tuk-tuk, and I just overheard. They're Australian, and I just overheard the woman say, "Oh, it's a shame that the Grand Palace is shut." You know, and I thought, well, hang on, no, the Grand Palace isn't shut. You know, and I said, you know, much to probably the annoyance of the tuk-tuk driver, because, like, I think you can tell what's going on here. So it's a bit of a scam. It's a well-known one. And basically, you get people that stand out there and they say, oh, the temple complex is shut. But if you go and take a journey with my friend in a tuk-tuk, and he'll take you on a bit of a shopping trip where you can get some cheap stuff and cheap clothes and that, which isn't all bad, you know. You're not necessarily going to get ripped off, but only for the point of the fact that you're not going to be doing what it is that you want to do. So, you know, I mentioned it too, and then obviously the tuk-tuk driver was aware. And, you know, I just said, look, guys, at the end of the day, if you're quite happy to go around and look at the shops, so the temple is open. And I said to the tuk-tuk driver, you know, kato, so sorry, but you know, it is open. And you know, and he was going, oh, it's no problem, you know, I understand, you know, kadai, maybe I have. And you know, I said, you know, really, you've got the guys to make a decision. Either we want to sort of like, why don't you go sort of like go with this guy in a tuk-tuk and have a look around, because I must admit the woman was quite interested in seeing what was going on. So, you know, the question of like, go out and do the shopping and then come back and then look at the palace when the palace is open, because it was early enough. But there were people just sort of standing around saying that the palace is shut when it's not. So just bear in mind, you know. And anyway, as I say, that's the end of the podcast now. And thank you ever so much for listening. So, as I said, listen out for the guidelines on countries around the world. And always remember, stay safe. Love you all.